This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, college students meditate on democracy. But first, convention organizers in New York have gone out of their way to present the GOP as a diverse party. The speaker lineup includes African-American and Asian-American members of the Bush cabinet. And for the first time, the party is holding daily media briefings in Spanish.
Y el presidente Bush ha puesto dinero a nivel histórico que nunca se ha visto.
Both parties are going all out this time to win over Latino voters with multi-million dollar ad campaigns in Spanish and stump speeches in the barrios. In part two of our series on the Latino vote, Day to Day's Eric Weiner looks at the issues that Latino voters say matter to them.
Talk to enough Latino voters and you soon realize there's a disconnect between what politicians think Latinos care about and what they really do care about. Take immigration. Most politicians assume it's a hot-button issue for Latinos, but a recent survey by the Pew Hispanic Center found that among 11 issues that Latino voters say will determine their vote in November, immigration ranked dead last. Towards the top of the list were health care, the economy, and above all else, education.
It's education because when we come to this country as immigrants, I mean, we want to provide a better life for our children.
That's Jorge Ramos, a kind of Mexican-American Horatio Alger. He first came to this country 20 years ago with only a few pesos to his name. Today, he's the hugely popular host of a Spanish-language newscast and author of several books.
I came to this country to get a better job, not to make $5 a day or $4 a day that I could have been making in Mexico.
Ramos says the presidential candidates are getting better at addressing issues that Latinos care about, but still have a long way to go.
We haven't heard anything about the fact that 300,000 Hispanics have lost their jobs in the last 3 years. We haven't heard anything about the fact that one in every three high school students from Hispanic origin does not finish high school. We haven't heard anything about the fact that 6 out of 10 Hispanic families do not have health insurance. So even though they've been addressing some of the most important issues for the Hispanic community, they haven't talked about the most important ones.
Part of the problem is the term Latino itself. The category includes Cuban Americans and Mexican Americans, recent arrivals who don't speak much English, third-generation families who don't speak much Spanish. Latinos tend to vote Democratic by a margin of 2-1, but they are less rooted to the Democratic Party than other minorities, such as African Americans.
I haven't seen the meat there to back up all these promises.
That's Harry Sanchez, a doctor born in Puerto Rico, now living in Miami. He's about as typical as a Latino voter gets. He's an independent who in the past has voted for Republicans, Democrats, and in the last presidential election, for Ralph Nader. This time he plans on voting for John Kerry because, he says, he wants to see the U.S. spend more money at home and less abroad.
And I believe he will spend more domestically, and he will try to reduce the military efforts globally, which is important to me.
Compared to the population as a whole, Latino voters are more likely to be opposed to the war in Iraq. But Ileana Ross-Leighton, a Republican congresswoman from Florida, says that in November, President Bush is likely to do well with Latino voters.
We're in play for that Hispanic vote. The president has always gotten a historic amount of Latino votes when he was governor in Texas and then when he ran for president.
It's difficult to say if the Republicans will succeed, but one nagging question remains. Why are both parties paying so much attention to a group that accounts for only about 5% of the electorate and who live mostly in three states, New York, Texas, and California, not exactly swing states? Yes, the race is close and every vote counts, but Roberto Soro, director of the Pew Hispanic Center, is still amazed by all of the attention being paid to Latino voters.
You know, 1,000 Latinos in New Mexico might pick the next president, but, you know, 1,000 people with freckles in New Mexico might be picking the next president, too.
And you don't see candidates going after the freckle vote.
They're harder to reach, I think, somehow.
No one knows if the freckle vote is growing, but Latinos definitely have demographics on their side. The population is growing by more than 1 million each year. In fact, Jorge Ramos, the news anchor, has dedicated his most recent book to the first Latino U.S. president, who he says surely has already been born. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.